Man Trap by Gwen Moffat. Read by Kara Wilson. Chapter 1.
She's only 15, Ruth Ogilvy protested. And when was I ever hysterical? Come off it, Charlie. If you had children, you might have some idea. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it's freezing hard, and I reckon she's gone out in only a fleece and trainers. I know she hasn't...
But she didn't go on her bike.
I said, it's still in the shed. I tell you, she's been picked up.
By arrangement, then. No one's going to be driving past your road end by chance on a winter's night. She's with one of her school pals. There are plenty of lads with cars.
There was a pause. Charlie Innes thinking that cars owned by local youngsters were mostly lethal old bangers. Ruth gripped the phone and stared at the calendar. Today's date marked with the instruction, Mum, dentist, 5 p.m.
I was home by 6:30, she said. She didn't even leave a note.
Look, love, she's old enough to take care of herself. She knows all the boys. We know their parents, for God's sake. It's not as if it's summer with dodgy characters around.
That never crossed my mind.
It had, but she'd dismissed it before speculation might remind her that rape was often perpetrated by people you knew.
I was thinking of accidents, she went on heatedly. Black ice, hairpin bends. He could... How many of the local boys drive carefully at any time, let alone on a night like this? The deer all over the road. It's 11, Charlie.
I'll come up and keep you company and bring a bottle.
I have to look for her.
You don't know where they are.
They won't have left the glen.